Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got Lee Branham back in the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Lee's back. As you know, Lee is one of our top HR experts. He's the principal of Keeping the People Incorporated, the author of The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Also, Re-Engage, and that's just a couple of his books. And he's here to talk to us about how to some new tactics to make sure that we know how to find and acquire and keep the best people. Lee Branham, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Lee, I was talking, before you got here, I was telling the audience you were coming, and I was saying that something I think is happening right now that I predicted would happen several years ago, and that's that when the economy started picking up a little bit, when people started hiring a little bit more, when people weren't literally scared to death to think that they might lose their job, all the employees of big companies that I believe have been kind of held hostage for the last five or 6 years. I literally believe many of them have been held hostage, mistreated by the big companies, not paid enough, worked harder than they should have, basically intimidating them because where were they going to go, right? They'd seen people on the left of them and left people on the right of them get fired, so what were they going to do? I've been saying, though, that I think now we're starting to see those people start look around.
And look for other opportunities.
And I'm telling small business owners, start paying attention to those people. They're good prospects that are looking for an opportunity on Main Street. What do you think, Lee?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We're seeing reports in the news that a higher percentage of people are looking. Turnover rates are going up. And, I'm getting calls from companies that are experiencing turnover problems, when I hadn't been getting as many of those calls. More of those. So yes, it's a big issue, and, companies that are depending on the same old ways of finding employees and recruiting, are going to have to take a leaf out of some of the companies that are really expanding the number of methods they're using to recruit. And a lot of this comes from the Silicon Valley in California, which has always been a hotbed of competition between companies, pirating,
poaching each other.
Pirating and poaching, they're very competitive out there. So I've done a lot of research on some of the things they do, to expand the candidate pool.
Well, the two things, this goes both ways, because if you've got a really sharp key employee, don't presume that they're going to stay with you, forever, or they're going to be happy forever. There are people who are going to leave big companies that are going to have a hard time going from the big company structure to the smaller companies. But there are some of them, though, that are ready. They're ready to do it, and they got training. They got some experience that the big company gave them. You got to look for opportunities, but you also got to guard your own key employees, don't you?
Well, that's absolutely right. I study employee retention, but if you're going to talk about retention, you've got to talk about finding the right people in the first place. I have a list of 15 things employees, companies do that are pitfalls in hiring, and two of those are related to what I want to talk about today, and that is that you may have overly restrictive job requirements. In other words, you might be requiring a college degree when, in fact, some of the best people to do the job may not have college degrees. So you have to really think hard you know, are these requirements really necessary? And secondly, you may be just using the same old four methods of looking for people that you've always used, mm-hmm. you know, with, you know, listing your jobs with an agency or, you know, a little bit of networking and referrals, or posting the job on the internet or in newspapers.
And taking the first person that fogs a mirror.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the person that can, you know, fog up a mirror or, you know, that's, you know, your standards are just a little too low. So these are all the hiring pitfalls we've talked about before.
But, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to talk to us about some of the tactics that you've created, you've identified, to make sure that when you find these people, that you hire the right people, and that will help you tremendously in your retention and keeping engaged people. And Lee Branham is going to help us with that. On the other side of these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
If you are a CEO, you know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.